Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough Studio on The Fan and joined shortly by CBS Sports
In
Network.
In about 10 seconds.
About 10 seconds from now, so very good. We welcome them back and then I think they're going away again at 9:30 for some reason. So I don't know if there's more volleyball that we have to bring to the people. But that's probably what it is. So we'll be on CBS Sports Network. Right now we're on CBS Sports Network, and we'll be there for the next hour and a half. I'm going to read you a poll here from our executive producer.
Oh, I love a poll. Who is our executive producer, by the way?
Albert Dukes.
Have you added executive to your title?
I was always that.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't demand to be called that, though. So.
But somebody gave you that title?
Yes. Yeah, Mark Chernoff.
Yeah, executive producer.
Okay. Does that come with more money?
Well, then the other producers, yeah.
Yeah, at the time I had a really easy job at the Opie and Anthony show over at K-Rock. So Mark was, you know, throwing all the different things at me, which was nice.
All right, so you got the title when we started with Craig back in 2007. So you've had that same title?
Oh, yes.
So they haven't added anything to the title?
No ad.
Hmm. Well, what could you add to executive producer? Senior executive producer?
That might be nice.
Senior executive producer or...
Yeah, they have the senior Washington correspondent, senior international geopolitical correspondent.
That would imply that there's another producer under him, but there is not.
Right.
Well, who's the main producer in for WFAN? Al.
Well, he's one of...
Yeah, nobody's even close.
The most important producer, you're saying?
Well, he's like the big cheese.
Yeah, he is. But he only works on our show, though. You know what I'm saying?
So, how many other producers do what he does?
Nobody.
That's what I'm saying. So he's senior producer. Why you need to get like
plus
senior
the years, fund. Probably. The years of doing it.
Is there another word that you could come up with other than senior that would reflect his importance to not only this show, but to the station in general?
Associate program director?
You know, that was accidentally in my Odyssey profile a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And Mark Chernoff was very upset about it and really worked hard to get it taken off.
No. No. Who put that in? It's not funny. You think you're funny, you're not funny.
That got put in there because when I was working at K-Rock and they were bringing David Lee Roth in,
ooh.
I said, I'll take this job, but when that ends badly, you're not getting rid of me. So they gave me that title over there, and then it just transferred over here, and Mark did not like that.
Wow. Okay. What foresight there.
So what poll did he come up with?
So here's his poll. Can you watch a full NFL game on TV without betting on it, having a drink of alcohol during it, or scrolling on your phone during the game? Now, I'm going to say scrolling on your phone while the game is going on, not during a commercial break. That would be my little caveat in there as well. So I voted for this. I clicked one of the buttons.
You did.
And I'm going to ask you, which button do you think I clicked, and what do you think the poll results are?
Okay, one more time.
Can you watch a full NFL game on TV without betting on it, having a drink of alcohol during it, or scrolling on your phone while the game is going on?
I would go scrolling, drinking, betting. That's how I would do it.
Well, it's a yes or no question.
The answer is absolutely not no.
Yeah, right. The answer is no. I clicked on no as well.
It's got to be like 89%.
It's actually, I thought it would be more like 89%. It's 66%. But the 34% of people that are saying yes are lying to themselves.
They are.
There's just no way.
You're always either looking at your phone, you're either having a drink, or what was the other one?
Betting
on it. Yeah, gambling on it.
Yeah, sure. I mean...
And gambling on it could be fantasy football, too.
100%. I mean, I got sucked back in last year, and I'm out this year because I just couldn't do it. It made me crazy.
Because you're golfing now.
No. I had nothing to do with that. I was golfing last year. Yeah. I actually got sucked in because of golf, believe it or not. So it was like it was a country club fantasy football league where they had like a day of golf when you play and then do the draft.
Bougie.
And I got, me. I'm playing public courses yesterday, for crying out loud. You know, I'm not bougie. But anyway, so I got sucked back into the fantasy football. I watched so much. You know, ended up, of course, I've got the Sunday ticket for the Vikings anyway. I watched so much football constantly, just like locked in. And then when you're doing that, you're looking at the phone as well because, like, what are the points? What are my teams doing? Whatever
right.
else. So,
or there could be another game going on that you want to kind of catch up to. And it may not just be a football game, maybe a baseball game.
I mean, it is, it's tough. Like, so when, for example, like the first week of the playoff games, when they're all standalone games and fantasy football is over. And if I don't have like a lean on the game or I don't want to bet on the game, watching that standalone game the first time is difficult. It just is.
I have to say my first foray into football this year was Stanford at Hawaii.
You had a vested interest there.
So I watched the whole entire game.
Yeah.
And I didn't bet on the game.
Yep.
But I did have a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I, of course, was checking my phone.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's just... I think Al's point is that it is with all the commercials and sometimes these games are just tough watches. I mean, without like the NFL is driven from a lot of the NFL is driven by social things.
Yes.
And gambling.
Yeah.
Like the product is good.
But it's only 5 minutes of it.
But it's not as great as it would seem to be for the success that they have.
Well, it's 5 minutes of. I think it's a total of 5 minutes of actual product gameplay.
No, it's not 5 minutes.
It was like 7.5 minutes or
no,
something?
No, it's not that. It's more than that. It's like you put together like the
You took out all the commercials, all the, you know, the amount of actual play.
Yeah.
I saw this. It can't
be 5 minutes. Because we see it like we have the NFL premium thing.
Yep.
And when they put that together where it's just the plays, it's like 40 minutes. I mean, maybe they do some replays in there.
Yeah, they do, of course.
But I think it's like 40 minutes.
11 to 18 minutes of actual live play.
Wow.
Yeah, because, it's, you know, they got to huddle, they got to have sidelines, they got to call timeout.
Yeah,
the,
I guess.
The officials got to get in the mix. I mean, there's all these other things that are going on that slow the game down.
Yeah. I'm actually,
and you have, they want a 3 hour window to get 11 to 18 minutes of actual play in.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm actually a little bit worried of the fact that I couldn't like mentally the fantasy football thing was driving me crazy, but I'm a little bit worried that I'm not going to be as interested in football this year without it, because let's just say once again, I mean, this is not like a crazy thought to say that once again the Jets and Giants are going to be bad. And that my team that won 14 games last year takes a step back and maybe doesn't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
If I'm not if I'm not, I don't got fantasy action or something else, I'm out.
Right. So just listen to this. The ball was in play for a very brief period, with each play averaging around 5 to 6 seconds. The clock stops for numerous reasons, as we all know. Commercial breaks, timeouts, halftime, player reviews and challenges, penalties, change of possession. Right. You have other content. You got all the stuff that goes on around the game, and that's where the social media aspect to all of this happens.
Yeah. Yep.
And now, you know, we got Taylor and Travis, TNT.
By the way, I'm gonna do the what did I tell you? Because when this first thing started, when they first became official, you said, "Well, how long do you think this is gonna last? 6 weeks?" And I said, "They're going to get married. They're getting married."
Okay, you're right.
See, there you go. So there you go.
You're right.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so the Wall Street Journal did a whole breakdown on an NFL game is what happened.
Okay.
And that they're the ones that came up with a lot of these numbers.
Okay.
And it makes a lot of sense.
Ton of theft.
If I could sit down with one of these young quarterbacks and say, "Look, man, you got like 3 minutes and 30 seconds of actual time you're playing."
Yeah, and we're paying you that much money, so pick it up.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
Yes.
I mean, talk about like the amount of time.
Probably about 150 to 70 plays a game.
You break that down with some of the top quarterback salaries, like minutes that you're on the field as to what money you make.
Yeah, but it only takes 1 second and one hit to end it all.
That is true. 100%. Once again, doomsday.
Oh, I was reminded that you can stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy week one matchup between Pittsburgh and New York, starting just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Can I also find international volleyball on Paramount Plus?
Ask Stephen Waldron.
Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports. Can I watch international volleyball on Paramount Plus?
I think it's just on Sports Network.
Just on CBS Sports Network. And
isn't CBS Sports Network on Paramount Plus or no?
No, we're not.
We're not.
Interesting. Jerry also asked a question because he said he was just surprised with these international women's volleyball teams traveling so much. And he asked, how do these girls get to Bangkok? Yeah, he asked, how do these girls get to Bangkok? And I said,
on a plane.
No, but I mean, who's funding their quest to Bangkok?
Good question, Jerry.
It's a good question. Yeah, so Stephen doesn't know. So it's on his network.
We're paying them to air it, so we have something to do with it.
Think we're paying them to air it, or are they time buying on our network?
Yes, you're right. I said it back.
Man, you really don't know what's going on over here.
What's happening with you, Stephen?
I'm learning about volleyball like you guys are.
Well, it's also soccer, too, right?
Yes, now that I can talk about.
So you probably, but like CBS pays for the rights to air soccer. The international volleyball, they're paying the network.
Most likely.
Bull riding.
We have contracts with the
World PBR, Strongest Man.
World Strongest Man, PBR of the volleyball, the bowling, volleyball, bowling.
All that stuff, they got to be paying CBS Sports Network, you would imagine.
And time buys. Maybe there's a local spot in there or something that the network can sell as well.
Good to hear from you, Stephen. Appreciate all the info. By the way, disclaimer, just like you read with that thing, Stephen Waldron is not an official spokesperson for CBS and CBS Sports.
Oh, he's not, but we just put him on the spot as much as we can. You're welcome.
There you go.
Cover my, you know what.
Yes, very good. Okay, let's go to Dan and Carteret. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, I got a boomer thing and then a Jazz Chisholm thing.
Okay.
Oh, a boomer thing. What's the boomer thing?
Yeah, boomer. Well, 2 days ago, Tuesday, you guys talked about how, you know, Boomer is his 19th year now, entering his 19th year of morning show host.
Yeah.
And, you know, so during this 19th year, late March of next year, he will surpass the legendary Don Imus as the longest tenured morning show host. Boomer, you got that marked on your calendar?
No, I do not.
Going to be a going to be a celebratory spot, you know, like when Judge broke Roger Maris's home run record, you know, Boone sat Judge down for the final game of the regular season. Will Oliveri like sit you down the day after you break the record?
I don't think so, but if you want to come in and take me out to lunch, I'd be more than happy to do that.
Oh, wow. You go to lunch with Dan and Carteret now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Deal. March 10th, 2026. I'm coming to the studios.
That is unbelievable. Do you realize what you just did?
For years and years and years, when we went out and hung out with Dan, you go, I'm not doing it. I'm not going. All of us, Jerry, Eddie, Al, and I had hung out with Dan outside of these phone calls. And you go, I'm never doing it. I'm never doing it.
Every time I hear my little granddaughter, Allie, scream boom pop throughout the house.
You think of Dan?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Is Dan paying for this?
Unfortunately.
Well, Dan is definitely paying for dinner because he's celebrating my time here at WFAN.
It's a lunch right after the show. Yeah. It's not a dinner.
Lunch, whatever.
6,762 days of being the host, man.
That's a little creepy.
let's go to the Jazz Chisholm thing because you're a big touching the money guy, Boomer.
Yes.
So, like, 6 days ago, before you guys returned from your vacation, Jazz, once again, he did this last year during the playoffs. Now he's doing it prior to the playoffs. He said they're going to win the division and then win the World Series. That was his quote.
I mean, that...
We're going to go out there and win, and then we're going to win the World Series.
That's his exact quote.
His exact quote, it's on social media. We're going to go out there and win, parentheses, the division, and then we're going to go and win the World Series. You're a former athlete, Boomer. You're not a narc. So when this happened during your playing career, if guys made statements like that, you know, players made statements like that, does the manager or like a leader of the team, like Judge, the captain, like pull him aside and be like, look, you know, you can't make statements like that to the media. What the hell's wrong with you? Like, or they just like give Jazz a pass because he's Jazz and he's boisterous and he's out there on social media. Like, what do they do?
I think they give him a pass, actually, because I think it's baseball and they're sick of each other because they spend so much time with each other and they're nobody sitting him down and telling him what to say. The thing is you hope that all the players that that are on your team respect the game, respect the other players playing the game, and never touch the money. That's why I say you never touch the money. If you're actually playing and you're... Like one, you know, Joe Namath said he guaranteed they were going to win Super Bowl III, right? So, okay, great. It's one guy that did it, and Mark Messier did it here. Mm-hmm. But Mark Messier had a reason to do it because, I mean, the whole thing was going to crater. And if somebody didn't stand up and put the entire Ranger, world on his shoulders and do what he did, they probably would have lost that game. Thank the Mike Richter, they didn't. And he came through with a hat trick. But I will say... That's why I'm always against, making declarative statements unless there's some reason why you have to make that statement. Like when Jim Fossil said, I'm putting all my chips into the middle of the table. He felt like he had to do that because he probably, felt like his job was on the line.
Yeah, I don't think Jazz Chisholm's doing that for those reasons. I think he's just the ultra confident guy who likes to say what's on his mind.
Which is really the ultimate touching the money spot then.
Yeah, no, it is. And I mean, he's not going to be talked to because Aaron Boone lets every one of these guys get away with absolutely everything. So,
I mean, they're supposedly grown men. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars. You're not going to sit them down unless they do something really stupid. And you have a manager that's in control of his team where they'll pull a guy out of the game, like in Detroit. I think Detroit did it. Hinch did it.
Yes.
To one of his players, like because he didn't run out something or whatever, and he said, "No, you know what? Come over here. Let me talk to you. You're not playing." And then what the guy do? He went down into the dugout or into the locker room. I would have made him sit in the dugout. I said, "You sit here. You watch your teammates."
And put a dunce cap on him. That's what I would do. Make him turn around, stand in the corner.
Yeah, but I didn't see that. And I don't know how accurate that is. I'm assuming it's accurate because Dan seems to follow all those guys. But that's.
I remember him doing it last year. So it's not surprising.
And they didn't win.
No, they did not.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco here. Jerry's got another sports update for us. What's going on?
Well, what is going on? We've got we got baseball. We got football starting tonight. We actually have a lot going on. We started with football the first couple of hours. Start with the baseball from last night. Just because of the mess that the late innings were for the Yankees. They were trailing, and it was a weird way they were trailing, but they blew a 4-1 lead. Next thing you know, they were down 8-4. A home run from Cody Bellinger makes it 8-7 with two out in the ninth, and this was their final chance.
Here we go, two out. Nobody on. 8-7 Houston. 3-2 to Jazz Chisholm. Abreu set. The pitch. Taken for strike three. Called. Game over.
And you can hear And you can hear Susan there. Pitched a little bit outside for sure. Jazz kind of lost his mind, but the game was over. That was Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan. That just kind of capped a wild night for Brian Walsh, the home plate umpire.
See, that's touching the money right there, Jerry.
Who's this?
Dan from Carteret basically said that Jazz said they're going to win the division and the World Series, and then he gets called out like this on a bad pitch.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely part of it. You also had Devin Williams couldn't buy a strike when he was throwing strikes. So there was a lot going on. Here was Austin Wells on Yes talking about Williams and the bad luck, if that's what you want to call it, that he ran into.
He had the right to be frustrated. Felt like there was definitely some calls that we all would have loved for them to go our way.
And he was ejected as he was coming off the field when he was done. I think the think you can see him telling the umpire, I threw four strikes that you didn't call strikes, and I think that's what got him ejected. Also, Aaron Boone was ejected in this game. This was Williams, who says, got to fight through the bad calls.
You just keep going, right? But at the end of the day, that changes outcomes. I should have had Sanchez 0-2 instead of 2-1.
We're missing a pitch there, but I understand what he's saying. He should have been ahead. He was not. And you know what? It's a bad loss, but so be it. They move on. They can still win the series tonight with Carlos Rodon facing Christian Javier. That'll be on The Fan, 6:60 a.m. It's 7:40 with first pitch. Duval, whatever how you pronounce his name. He also had his issues as well. He allowed a run to score on a balk and a wild pitch as well. So not all that good for the Yankees last night. As for the Mets, we get to them because they had a bad day in Detroit as well. There was one big swing of the bat.
The 1-0. Line drive, right field. That one's deep. At the fence, Soto leaps up. It's gone. A home run. Line drive, home run over the fence and right. 23rd of the year for Kerry Carpenter is a three-run shot.
And that's how it sounded in Detroit. Dan Dickerson with the call kind of ended the game, even though it wasn't, you know, in the late innings just yet. Mets fall 6-2. That home run hitting off of Ryan Helsley, who has not been good. The ERA, as you have pointed out, poor at best. He says he's got to figure it out and soon.
It feels like guys are swinging at 100 like it's 91 right now. So it's, you know, when you feel like you got to be perfect out there, it's not a good thing. So just trying to get back to the basics and start at square one, you know, and, you know, try to get back to form and, you know, be myself and help the team win.
I mean, his ERA is 11.45.
It's not good. It's not what you want.
No. I mean, you know, poor. The interesting thing, look at the K's in base on balls. So with St. Louis, 41-14. With the Mets, 13-8.
Yeah. How about the walks and hits to innings pitched? The whip.
That's the whip, Jerry.
Yeah. That's pretty atrocious. 2.45 has got to be the worst in baseball.
That's atrocious, that's, Jerry.
It is pretty bad. Here was Carlos Mendoza. You know, you can say, well, is it New York, the fact that he's pitching for the Mets? Mendoza says no.
This guy is a closer. Closers, especially when you're that good, you know, for him. I mean, I think it's just, if anything, it's just the stroke. But whether it's New York, San Luis, whatever the case might be, big league players are going to go through stretches where it's hard. But I wouldn't put it on, like, New York. These guys built for it.
Well, this has been more than a poor stretch. It's been awful since he's gotten here. The Mets are in Cincinnati tomorrow. The Reds fall now 5 games behind. They also lost. It stays at 5. But you've got the Giants charging. They're 4 behind the Mets for the third wild card. San Francisco winners of 10 of their last 11. They beat the Rockies 10-8 yesterday. The NFL season kicks off tonight in Philadelphia with the Eagles taking on the Cowboys. That's on WFAN FM tonight at 8:20 with Westwood One's coverage. Tomorrow, the Chiefs face the Chargers in Brazil. As for the two local teams, so you've got the Giants in Washington. Here is your guy, Gio Russell Wilson, how he sees things here with the Giants in his short time here so far.
Well, I think that what we've been evolving, and not necessarily changing, but I think definitely evolving, is just our mindset. You know, I think mindset's everything. I think belief is everything.
And so they believe.
Think he's going to be a pain in the ass if they sit him down like at the first month of the season for Jackson Dart?
Yeah.
He's a prideful player, man. He wants to play. He sees himself as a starter. He's been a Super Bowl winner. He's put up huge numbers. He's got a Hall of Fame career. I mean, that's a tough thing. That would be a really tough thing.
So yeah.
And I think outwardly he would probably be a good teammate and say the right things, but I think inwardly he would probably be really annoyed.
Think you would ask for a trade if there was a team out there that needed a quarterback?
That might happen. That could happen. I'm surprised that Jameis didn't ask for a trade.
He seems to like it here.
He likes it here, but he's third string. And, you know, I mean, that's an asset that you have that you could trade.
Here was Malik Nabers. So while the Giants will look different on offense because of Russell Wilson, here's Nabers talking about Abdul Carter and can't wait to see him do his thing.
I think he's going to show everybody why, you know, we picked him at that high. He's going to show, you know, all his athleticism, you know, all his power moves and stuff like that. He's going to make some tackles. He's going to run down some people, so I'm excited to see it.
Can you keep up with Jaden?
Sorry. Yes, go ahead.
So I would think that if I were playing against Abdul Carter and all this buzz around him, and rightfully so, I'm not saying it doesn't deserve it. He does deserve it. But he got his ass handed to him when they played the Jets, right? You saw that because he wasn't aware of what they were doing and what's happening. If I'm the Commanders, as soon as he's on the field, I am running at him every single time. And I want to see if you can run defend. I know what you can do pass-wise, you know, pass-rushing-wise. I want to see if you can run defend.
Yeah. Go right at him. Push him down to the ground
just
like the Jets did. Welcome to the NFL. Rookie.
All that kind of thing. Stuff. Yeah.
And if not, they can trade him to Washington for two first-round picks and a run defender.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Dexter Lawrence is in there for.
I know. The Dolphins take on the Colts on Sunday, so you had a whole, you had a very weird offseason with Tyreek Hill, as we know, and with Tua. Here was Tua. How are you two doing right now going into week one?
I would say it's good. I think for what it was earlier in the summer was just that, and I think people might have blown it out of proportion.
And that's exactly...
Tua. Tag Ovalia.
Yeah, but like what did we blow out of proportion? He was the one that said that Tyreek had a mend fences, didn't he?
Well, maybe. Here's what Hill says, though. Tua's right. You guys are the ones that made this a bigger story.
I mean, that's typically what you guys do, blow it out of proportion. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of, how, the views and, it gets spread all over the internet. But at the end of the day, like, me and Tua know exactly where we stand at.
He said they're brothers.
All right. I mean, but it all.
Blown out of proportion.
I mean, he wanted a trade. Yeah, just like Jalen Ramsey wanted a trade.
He said, like, I'm out of here. I think he said, like, that specific quote, I'm out of here.
He did.
At the end of the season.
They just printed it.
Yeah.
they did. Blown it out of proportion.
It's like, Eddie, I'm out of here.
Soon enough. That is true. I did notice that. It was awful. And someone posted that you started with Craig, however many years
today.
Ago.
Today. This is today was the day.
And so, obviously, Chris Olivero and Mark Chernoff were very instrumental in all of that, putting you guys 100%. Together.
100%. You would think that they would have some sort of, breakfast for us or something. Nothing.
Nothing. No, nothing.
Nobody cares. I tell you guys.
No, wait. We care. We care.
I'm not saying you guys
Al don't care. Cared. He texted you. I opened the show with it the other day.
No,
I mean, we care.
I'm not saying that you don't care. I'm
we
just
care.
Saying, outside of the five of us, maybe CeeLo. I'll throw CeeLo in there and maybe Schwartz. And we have Willie Colon now.
Yeah, for sure.
I think. But, that's it. Nobody else cares.
Mm. No one else cares.
You think the other side cares? Not the other side. You think upstairs cares? No.
Well, I mentioned Chernoff. I'd like to congratulate him. I didn't realize
he
had a daughter. I mean, we know his son is the GM of the Guardians. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize his long-lost daughter that I maybe
long
not
lost
told
daughter.
Us.
Wow.
Iga Swiatek, whatever.
Yeah.
She lost last night, and this is where I noticed they were related.
It's been a lot of tennis the last few weeks. Wimbledon, the American tournaments leading up to this, that now this. How tired are you at the moment?
Well... Well,
you crack yourself up.
Let me think of that.
Is that the first thing that you thought of?
Yes. It's exactly the first thing I thought about. Are you kidding me? Oh, that was kind of, it was very Chernoff like.
Well,
have a seat. You're an idiot. You can leave now.
Oh, man. So congratulations to Mark. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on the Today Show with this announcement about Taylor Swift.
We would always love to have Taylor play. She is a special talent. And obviously, she would be welcome at any time.
Is it in the works?
I can't tell you anything about that.
Is it a maybe?
It's a maybe.
I think they mean halftime at the Super Bowl.
Of course.
So.
Definitely coming. Why not get married halftime, too? Why not do that, too, as well?
You could.
The biggest wedding of all time.
They could charge us for that as well.
Yes.
I make halftime pay-per-view.
Yeah, right.
God almighty. So funny. What else? The NBA investigating claims that Clippers owner Steve Ballmer had one of his companies pay Kawhi Leonard $7 million a year for a no-show endorsement deal. We talked about this yesterday. The new wrinkle to this would be Mark Cuban posted on X that he does not believe Ballmer is, quote, that stupid, and there's no way he did this. And so you've got Pablo Torre inviting Cuban to come on his show.
I'll tell you
one,
if he did do it, the NBA's got to come down. I mean, just... really, really hard. You can't allow that to happen. You just can't.
Like when Pablo Torre shows up at your door, it's like that dude from The Catch a Predator these days. You're like, oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What did we do?
Yeah.
That's a very good point. And I mentioned Swiatek. She did lose to American Amanda Anisimova in the U.S. Open, so she advances to the semifinals.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Did you send Allie that date for that Dan and Carteret lunch so we could put that on the calendar?
Yeah, no, not yet.
No, not yet. Well, no. You should. I mean, we've had issues
year.
This week already about you not putting things in the calendar and thinking we were going to a Mets game together.
Well,
and
mean,
instead, you're going to be talking to the Lexington, Kentucky Upright Club or something.
I had to go to the wedding.
Yeah.
I gave a wedding gift, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Then she reminded me that, you know, yesterday was like a year that she's worked for me. I'm like, so what we got to do for that now?
Did you do anything?
No.
She didn't want anything. She was not begging.
Well, she reminded me.
I mean, that's a weird thing to remember if you're her.
Well, it's on her calendar, I think. And I think it popped up and said, hey, last year at this time is when you started working.
Oh, okay. Has she gotten any better?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. She's getting much more... You know what I love about when you watch people in this spot?
Mm.
Just how annoyed they get the longer they work
In
the spot like this dealing with people.
Yeah.
I mean, she does a good job of hiding the annoyance.
Well, she has to.
Yeah, because that's it. I mean, she has to deal with different people and request. Now, like right after August is over, because it's football season, the requests are just endless.
Mm.
You got big hurls coming at me. You got sales coming at me.
Yeah,
I
forwarded her a couple yesterday. Yeah, Al's coming at me. Reach out to Allie.
Yeah, just leave it to Allie now. Now it's no longer, it's off of our executive producer's, you know.
That's right.
It's off of his hands.
Mm-hmm. What's Big Hurls asking of you?
Well, he's involved. I got emails coming flying back and forth from him.
Okay. He's been sending out requests. He's pimping you out again.
Well, I mean, you know, he is a part of the Odyssey company, and as other program directors around the country call him and they talk and they talk
can
about
Boomer do this.
Well,
yeah.
Can Tiki do this? Can Boomer do that?
Yeah.
I think Tiki and I try to do the best we can in supporting Odyssey around the country.
Oh, of course.
And the fact that we are, you know, people are interested in talking to us and getting our feel for different things. Like, I have to call down to D.C. today.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine, and I'll talk Commanders and Giants.
Who's doing that show down there, do you know?
I'm not really sure yet. I can tell you if you'd like to know.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Christopher Kennard.
Christopher Kennard.
Yes.
I feel like I've heard that name. Isn't that the PD?
Yeah, he was the longtime PD, was Sports Junkies producer for many years.
He's now doing shows?
I guess so.
He must be, yeah.
Or maybe he could also
be a part of the Commander's pre-post.
That's what I think.
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Or he could just be the guy who was setting it up and you're getting interviewed by somebody else. But
no.
Yeah, Christopher Kennard.
Yeah.
I think he was in the mix for this job here, the PD job here.
Or maybe he went this spike route and said, I don't want to be a boss. I want to be on the air.
Yeah, maybe. I haven't heard from Spike. Actually, I do. I text Spike some stuff I see on social media from time to time, but I got to give him a phone call, see how he's doing over there. Apparently, basically, you know, he's like the anti-Jalen Hurts guy down there. So, like, three times a week, he's arguing with Ike Reese about whether or not Jalen Hurts is elite.
I mean, how inane is that? I mean, how could he not be a Jalen Hurts guy? He should have had two Super Bowl MVPs.
Mm.
He played great in the biggest games.
Hey, you're looking at me.
How could you? I guess it's, you know, because you want to be swimming up tide or something.
Right? Yeah, that's what it is. That's a Spike thing. Yeah, he's like a what do you call him? A skinny vegan hipster?
No, that's what you called him.
No. He's.
I mean, he's turned into Loogie.
Loogie. Well, Loogie's probably taking a page out of that book too. Yeah, Spike likes to do that. He likes to be the Antichrist when it comes to the popular opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, it's funny. I was speaking to WIP, so we go out to dinner, Gina's friends and their husbands. So I'm getting to know them a little bit better, but it's basically Gina's friends, you know, and their husbands. So we're at the end of the table.
The husbands.
We're split.
Yeah.
Just like I always say. It doesn't make any sense. The couples get together. The women are over here talking. The men are over here talking. And then you can't say what you really want to say. It's a horrible experience. It's like you can't talk trash about your significant other because they're right there. So why don't we just go and do things on our own? But anyway.
I play golf.
Yeah, which I did the next morning because I was sitting with these guys and I was like, so everybody's going to the beach. I was like, well, you guys play golf, right? Let's go out to the Rock and we'll play tomorrow. But anyway, so there's a guy I just met. He's from Philadelphia. He seems like he's like having a tough day. He just met everybody.
Okay.
You know, he's new to the group. So he's talking about is an Eagles fan. He's going to, you know, raise his kid an Eagles fan. I was like, hey, he's just trying to whatever, you know, get him going in the conversation. I said, so do you ever listen to WIP down there? You know, just trying to, I know Spike. I know a couple other people. A guy, Josh Innes, used to work there. So I said, you listen to WIP? He goes, this is the line. He clearly had no idea who I am or what I do. He goes, absolutely not. He's like, I don't listen to that crap. If I wanted to listen to two grown people argue about something, I'd go visit my parents. And I was like, okay. Well, anyway.
That's a great answer, actually.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty funny.
I like it.
But I thought to myself, I was like, you know what? At least in our show, we don't argue with each other a whole heck of a lot. We're doing, you know, penis jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you guys were arguing with me yesterday in regards to Nolan McClain and his similarities to Tom Seaver.
Yeah, that wasn't like a... We weren't really arguing.
I mean, you were just like smothering me.
No, just pushing back a little bit. That's all. Putting the guardrails on you. That's all I was looking to do. Make sure you weren't getting over your skis.
I wasn't over my skis. I know what I see. I know what I see.
Mm. And you see Tom Seaver in that young man.
And I can see
Hall of Famer.
If he is driven.
Number retired.
If he is driven, like I hope he is. Then, you know, maybe, like I said yesterday, lightning in a bottle. And This is a big feather in the Mets' cap for right now because he's exactly what they need. Just again, yesterday they lose, and it's the same. It's basically the same recipe.
Yeah,
starting pitcher can't go more than five. Bring in the bullpen. They're gas cans, and the game's over.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.